So Jesus tells his people, go out into the world and preach the gospel, warning them about the wrath that's coming, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. And he's with us to the end if we're born of God. Yet American Christians are all telling me it's unloving to go and lift up your voice. It's unloving to warn you about Hinduism and its false gods. It's unloving to warn you about Roman Catholicism, Baptist, Lutheran, whatever man-made flavor that God hates. But yet Jesus said to go do it. Yet what are most Americans doing? They're entertaining themselves in the culture. They're in sports, politics, movies, festivals, entertainment, going along with darkness. Yet when the preacher lifts up Jesus Christ in biblical truth to warn you in love, they say, oh, you should go do something else. You should get a job. Well, I work my whole life and I provide for myself. I don't take anyone's money. This is my job to preach Jesus. But what do people do? Oh, they get hired to take pictures of this. They get hired. They pay big money to come and eat the food. They listen to the music. They partake in doctrines of demons, Hinduism. I'm here to love you and warn you. You can't partake in doctrines of demons and Hinduism. You can't be of the culture and claim salvation in Jesus Christ. There's a rude awakening coming for Americans who think they believe in Jesus as they live like the culture. And they allow everything around them to go on in their house, in their lives. Paganism, feminism, worldliness, carnality. Jesus is going to reject you. Go read Matthew 7. Oh, Lord, we believed in you. And he says, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Partaking in Holy Fest is a work of iniquity. It's a demonic doctrine of demons. There are no Hindu gods. There is only demons that have deceived people. Christ and Christ alone to be worshipped, lift up, and praised on this glorious day.